Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's how we arrive at today's stories, by the way, through email. We'll talk about a franchising opportunity in a company that caters to seniors. We'll have the story of a company called Purview Life, which positions itself as aging life professionals. After this. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Interested in a franchise opportunity? Might want to explore a company with a slightly different approach to senior care. A company called Purview Life, based in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is looking to expand operations around the country. What do they do? And what's the growth outlook? We're joined now by managing partner Iman Rose. Iman, explain what you do.
Purview Life, we are aging life care professionals. It's a fairly new profession that is only 20 years old. Very big on the East and West Coast, but it remains pretty unnoticeable in the middle of the country. So we are blazing the trail here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We are aging experts because aging used to be a sprint and it is now a marathon, which is demanding expertise in the field. So people come to us for many reasons, starting with decision support. Believe it or not, people get thrown in a role that they're not ready for. You know, mom and dad age, you have your sandwich generation, and all of a sudden the complications and twists and turns of aging, comes their way, and all of a sudden they find themselves in a role they're not prepared for, and sometimes they just need decision support. Am I doing the right thing? I'm not sure where to start. I need a coach, I need an advisor, I need someone taking care of the technical issues while they're managing my expectations and helping me through this new journey and this new reality. So it can start with just something as simple as decision support to actual crisis intervention. We have a lot of what you call elder orphans in the world right now, where people are outliving their family members or have never been married or live way far away from loved ones, and they're alone, and who's going to speak for them in case they lose cognitive ability, or who's going to be their advocate and facilitator if they are in the hospital and under the influence of medications and cannot make sound decisions. So this program is actually growing quite rapidly at our company, where people are naming us healthcare power of attorney.
Wow. Yeah.
And we also go all the way to accepting guardianship assignments, because so many people, whenever you use cognitive abilities, the very first thing to go is the finance part. That is a proven fact. So a lot of time people, even if they don't have full-blown dementia, their executive function is suffering, especially after the age of 80. Mm-hmm. So now we're writing checks to the housekeeper's daughter because she's going to college and she needs $20,000, or perhaps the grandson, who unfortunately may have some chemical dependencies, is continuously asking for money.
Wow.
Or, it could be the next-door neighbor or the repairman who charged you for the same repair, which I have seen with my own eyes, same repair three or four times in the same day because someone actually has dementia and they have forgotten that they wrote you that $2,500 check. So a lot of times family members, professionals like elder law attorneys, trust administrators, financial advisors will call on us when they see those red flags. And we have established an impeccable reputation with the legal world here. So, they appoint us as guardians of the people.
Wow.
And that is an honor.
Yeah.
And it is an absolute huge responsibility
Sure.
that we do not take lightly. But So as you can see, it can be from the simplest to the most complicated, everything in between. We wear so many hats. I tell people typically when I meet with them, look, you don't even have to remember what it is that we do, just call. Because chances are when it comes to aging issues or special needs, we typically can help.
Explain a little bit about the business model. How do you get paid? Are you paid privately? Does insurance cover any of it? How does that work?
Unfortunately, no insurance, no Medicare, nothing pays for it except for private pay. So it is out-of-pocket expense. Mm-hmm. However, as you well know, what are you getting for that money? And hopefully we believe that the value that we bring to someone's life by bringing clarity, objectivity, expertise, and solutions is well worth the out-of-pocket expense.
So is it done, say, on a tier basis? Like, I don't know, what if I just wanted, I don't know, a once-a-week visit or to all the way to being, as you mentioned, like a guardian? How does that work?
Right. We charge by the hour. We charge $125 an hour, which our fees are set by, national guidelines.
Okay.
But we do bill in six-minute increments. So a lot of times we're only billing you for $12 if we have to talk to the doctor, for instance.
Right, okay.
To clarify something. So, yes, we bill by the hour and we bill in six-minute increments. We do have a few programs that have set fees, like the assignment of the healthcare power of attorney that is only $150 for the first year and then $50 a year thereafter.
Mm. How are workers vetted?
Well, in our particular case, we have the three principals in the company. They're nurses. They're vetted by... We go through a process. Obviously, we do all of the necessary background checks. We go through a company that also does a lot of testing on character and honesty and, personality type. No one gets hired without that. And lucky for us, we live in a small enough community that it'll be pretty hard to kind of pull the wool over someone's eye in this community, especially when you have the healthcare community.
It's
small enough. Our nurses have been at it for 30-plus years. So we go through all of the necessary background check, drug testing, references, as well as a series of personality, character, motivation, you name it, testing. Mm. And obviously we do a 90-day trial where someone is shadowed at all times, no matter what. And then, you typically know what you're getting within the first 90 days.
Yeah, we're speaking.
You typically get more of what you see in the first 90 days. So right now we have four nurses and two social workers. The nurses navigate the medical maze, and the social workers navigate the benefit maze. And lucky for us, we for instance, one of the social workers used to be a adult protective services social worker. So most of the people whom we've hired so far, we have known for a while.
Hmm.
So, one thing that, we would like to say is that, get to know your employee even before you hire them in this case. Because, again, this is something very personal. It takes a special breed to do what we do. Not every nurse can do what we do. You can be the best nurse with wound care or, any kind of specialty. Does not mean that you will be a good care manager. Because when you're a care manager, you really have to have a lot of discernment about behavior, family dynamics, relationships between the family and professionals. And sometimes we get called to court to testify as well.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to have a caring, loving heart with a really strong backbone that goes along with it.
Wow. We're speaking with Iman Rose. She's managing partner with Purview Life based in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They're aging life professionals, as they say. We're talking about the business and the business model itself. Do you hire independent contractors, or is everybody under an employee of yours?
So far, everyone is under an employee of ours. Again, you have to really know who you're working with.
Sure.
So, yeah, we have shied away from hiring contractors. Unless it's somebody we know really well, we have not gone that route so far.
You know the numbers better than I do, but I think it's something like 10,000 baby boomers, you know, retire and or turn 65 every day or something like that. So what about room for growth for the company?
Well, I believe that we are currently 5 years away from hitting the biggest stride as far as the services that we can offer. So I believe that we're ahead of our times, and that's why we are actually franchising our concept. We feel that the service is so needed.
Wow.
People are not aware of it, and we want to have the service available more than just Tulsa, Oklahoma. And actually, there are over 2,500 care managers that belong to our national association. In the nation. However, the very last convention that we went to, the projection was there will not be enough of us, no way, no shape, no how. So we've decided that we're going to take our concept and hopefully be able to duplicate ourselves.
Very good. Yeah.
In different parts of the country so that we can serve the what we call the silver tsunami that's coming our way.
Have you started the franchising opportunities, or is that still in the works?
No, we have. Actually, we are poised and ready, and we are entertaining some potential franchisees. As of last week, we were hoping to go to the next step with someone who is interested in the Oklahoma City area.
Very good. Very good. What's involved? Or do you need to make an appointment to discuss that?
Yes. We have a franchise tab on our website, purviewlife.com. And it has a lot of information, and people can submit a form requesting an appointment, or they can call me, and we can set a meet and greet is what we call, and we can talk about it.
Thanks, Iman. Iman Rose, managing partner with Purview Life, based in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Hey, reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our wildly popular daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, again, if you'd like to share your small business story, just like Iman Rose from Purview Life just did, send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.